Sure.
You're a Vandalia native. Whereabouts?
Correct.
Whereabouts did you live here in Vandalia when you were here?
Okay, well, if you know where Farrell Road comes off of Dixie, that gets you really in the back part of the Crestwood Hills subdivision. My parents still live at our house on Glen Apple, and that's where I grew up.
Glen Apple?
Mm-hmm.
And where'd you graduate from? Vandalia Butler? Or?
That's right, uh-huh.
What'd you think of Vandalia when you lived here?
You know, I thought it was a great place. I thought it was a great place. There were so many things to do growing up right there in town. We got to see, I just thought the sister community that we had over in, the Sister Cities program over in Germany, I thought that was just a great thing growing up. And when I'd walk to school, I'd see so many German flags up or the signs for, our city there over in Germany.
Sure.
Or with, the Alkaline Springs. That was just one little building when I would walk past it for school. But, just seeing how they've tried to bring other buildings in there, old restored buildings. It was like Vandalia had a lot of, they tried to present more than just a one little small town.
Right.
There was just so much there. We had the schools. Let me tell you, I am so thankful for the teachers that were there who took time to invest in the students. The memories I have of, there are plenty of teachers who really impacted me growing up. And when I went through, we needed that, and the kids going through now need that as well. People who will encourage the children to think, and people who will be there to listen to kids. I mean, I loved Vandalia growing up. I'm not there right now.
Yeah.
And I don't foresee our family necessarily living there anytime soon, as long as I'm in the military. But it's a great town.
Absolutely.
Great town.
So where do you think your military career is going to lead you from?
Well, I've agreed to stay in for a little while longer. The Army had asked me if I'm going to stay in, and I had told them, meaning I signed a paper saying I'd be in for another 3 years. It's hard to say. I would love to be able to retire if that's, possible. But then again, I know that deployments are hard on a family.
Right.
And, we've made it through that first deployment just fine with the wife and kids. Maybe with this one, we'll be able to stay in and so that I can retire. But it's not the be-all, end-all.
Right, sure.
If there's other things that would open up, I love what I'm doing right now, but deployment schedule is hard.
Right, absolutely.
But there are, especially with military intelligence, there are so many different places I can go with the family.
Sure.
Overseas, Australia or England or many places in the States too. Hawaii or Alaska, there are plenty of places in the 48 states as well where
sure.
I could possibly go. I really hope that I can stay there at Fort Campbell for a while. Because I'm close to my family and my wife's family, that would work out great.
Absolutely.
And there's job opportunities to keep me there that long.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it just ends up with what the Army needs.
Right. I think should you ever retire, you'll return to the seminary and pursue that?
Oh, yeah, I hope. I hope to finish before that would happen, but yeah, that's the plan, is to put that degree to use through a local church somewhere. That's what I'd love to do.
Okie dokie, Mr. Noss. I think you pretty much answered all my questions. Was there anything else you'd like to say, or anything else you wanted to share?
No, just a debt of gratitude I owe, just not to my parents, but the other people who impacted me growing up. You know, the teachers and people of Vandalia. I'm very glad to have been raised in a town that, the stadium where we would play football, and you know, where I'd march in the marching band all the time. That was Memorial Stadium, as I recall, for I want to say Buckley was the Marine that was killed in Beirut so many years and years ago. I guess he was named after originally, but there might be more names on it now, I'm not sure. But just the emphasis that area put on serving other people. You know, that's what I saw. Delivered the drummer growing up.
Oh, no kidding.
And yeah. And people there on your staff who would volunteer in other ways as well, through supporting the marching band or different groups at the school. Just a great place to grow up. Vandalia was tremendous. I also would be remiss, I think, if I gave the impression that my wife is not important. She is just so important to me being able to function out here.
Absolutely.
The packages that she sends, the letters that she sends, the emails, definitely the support from home is what's helping me here. As well as the prayers and thoughts of all the friends that we have.
Okie dokie. Well, hey, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I really appreciate it. I hope I didn't take too much of your time.
That's fun.
Awesome.
All right. Well, I do thank you, Mr. Collins.
And thank you. And you be safe.
Okay.
God bless.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Bye now.